You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney in for Hannah Baba. Marijuana and music festivals have gone together for a long time. Just think about the Summer of Love. Yeah, smoking up's part of the scene. But technically, it's been illegal to consume cannabis at California festivals until this year. Now that's changing. KALW's Ariella Markowitz reports.
So, if you haven't been to Outside Lands, the music festival held each August in Golden Gate Park, here's the rundown. The youth, with way better fashion taste than you, are paying $10 for boba tea. Their poor Instagram friends are hella jealous. But if you're over 21, you can go where the big kids are, in the woods, where a sweet, familiar smell awaits.
And then the Gary Payne, that one's going to be a really strong indica. That one's got that big maraschine, like terpene smell to it. You can really pick that up in there. This is the London Pound Cake. This one is like super sweet. It's one of my favorites.
I'm at a cannabis smelling station. A sales girl offers me and some others a sniff of curated premium marijuana.
Damn. Right? It like smacks you in the face.
No, it's on his face. Oh! That's what you're supposed to say. Ooh, snaps.
So good, right?
Last year at Outside Lands, you could smell, but not smoke. But this year, instead of sneaking off into the woods, for the first time, you can buy and smoke cannabis legally in the cannabis area called Grasslands. It looks like a beer garden. A bunch of colorful booths are shaded by redwoods, and folks hang out in a rustic platform area. But instead of drinking, they're smoking, vaping, or nibbling on cannabis products. Jordan Lambs, the founder and CEO of the dabs retailer Moxie, hopes this is the new normal.
It should be together. There's no reason for it not to be. I mean, they're selling alcohol. Why not cannabis?
Lambs products are bought and consumed right here thanks to a special events permit that was issued by the city of San Francisco. In fact, the permit was approved in nail-biting 3 days before the event. But he wasn't nervous.
You know, I always had confidence that it was going to be approved.
Marissa Rodriguez didn't share that confidence.
Yeah, right. Everyone was on pins and needles. I didn't know it would.
Rodriguez has a warm smile to go with that great laugh. We're sitting in the basement of City Hall in what used to be a closet. For nearly 2 years, it's been home to San Francisco's Office of Cannabis. Any budding industry needs its regulators, and as head of the Office of Cannabis, Rodriguez does a little bit of everything.
Yeah, we process all of the permits for the sale, manufacture, distribution, cultivation, and any lab testing, as well as retail. And so, you know, Grasslands is the first event to be able to be permitted in San Francisco.
Rodriguez worked as a prosecutor in San Francisco for 10 years. She jokes that her time at the DA prepared her for the legal Wild West that is cannabis permitting. She just stepped in to head the cannabis department on April 1st.
You know, a month in cannabis land is a year. You know, it's like, feels like a long time, but it really hasn't been.
Recreational cannabis became legal in California back in 2016. And 1 year later, recreational dispensaries started popping up. But San Francisco laws are still really strict about where you can actually consume cannabis.
The thing about cannabis that makes it unique is that you can't consume in public. You can't consume in your home if you're a renter and your landlord doesn't allow you to. You can't consume in your car. You can't consume in a hotel if you're a tourist. You really can't find a place to consume. And so that kind of leaves us in this weird space where you kind of have to carve out spaces, right?
Then, in 2018, California passed AB 2020, which allows cannabis consumption at public events, but only temporarily and if the event passes a certain set of guidelines.
Like, what were the boxes that had to be checked for that to happen?
Yeah, okay, many. Many boxes.
The city requires security to be tight, which means 8-foot-tall opaque fences and guards at every entrance. And a place far enough apart from the main event so secondhand smoke won't bother folks not partaking. That actually ended up working really well for Outside Lands because Golden Gate Park has a forest. Street festivals with lots of residential areas are going to have a much harder time finding a place out of the way.
Fortunately for the Folsom Street Fair, its location is in an area where there are a lot of you know, industrial type buildings and not a lot of residents. So they're able to find, you know, an alley or a street that's separate.
Rodriguez says that Folsom Street Fair, the city's iconic festival celebrating BDSM and leather fetishism, is the next event in line to get a cannabis permit. Other events, like the Hardly Strictly Bluegrass Festival, didn't apply early enough, so they won't have time to go through the long process to secure the event's permit.
It's a huge commitment. It's not really easy fly-by-night thing.
Rodriguez is concerned that the time and resources you need to get an events permit make it inaccessible for low-income retailers and low-key events. She says her office is working hard to lower the barriers to enter the industry by helping less wealthy and ex-incarcerated folks find work at cannabis events. But that's hard to do when the federal government classifies marijuana as a Schedule I drug. Her office is operating in unstable legal territory, but Rodriguez is really excited to be figuring out the gray area.
And so here we are, and we're doing it, and that's the exciting part. And so as long as we're moving forward, I'm excited, and I think everyone in the industry is.
So let's clear this up. Outside Lands wasn't the first permitted cannabis event in California. The first permitted event ever was in Sacramento for the High Times Cannabis Cup in May of 2018. Fun fact, Lauryn Hill performed at it. Northern Nights in Humboldt County came a year later, and it was the first festival focused on music, not cannabis. But Outside Lands was the first music festival in the Bay Area. I tried to figure out exactly how much money the Grasslands area made, but Highland Events, the guys that organized it, said the information is protected by a non-disclosure agreement, and Rodriguez also didn't know the cash number. But folks definitely celebrated San Francisco's historic cannabis space the American way, by spending money.
See, people are obviously very excited.
Love this! It's unreal!
Jordan Lambs, the DAB CEO you heard from earlier, feels that even though marijuana legislation has a long way to go before things feel like normal, he can still enjoy the moment.
I mean, the more we can make it feel like just normal life, which it is, and it's safe, the better. And we'll get there, but it's baby steps. At the end of the day, my favorite saying in this space is you can't sacrifice the good for perfect. Perfect doesn't exist, and good's good.
Even though the Folsom Street Fair didn't go through with the cannabis permit, keep your eyes out for more events. Oakland just released its online form for permits, and 420 on Hippie Hill could even be a legal endeavor. In San Francisco, I'm Ariella Markowitz for Cross Currents.
Soothe me with your caress, sweet marijuana. Marijuana.
Ariella made that story as part of our summer journalism training program.
Help me in my distress, sweet marijuana. Please do. Now you are.